This is the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. It's Thursday evening, February 12th, 2026. The stories are real. The voice is AI. Read more at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here's what's making news.
Tick Trading Software AG proposed dividend of €0.85 per share for fiscal year 2024/2025. Tick Trading Software AG has proposed a dividend of €0.85 per share for the fiscal year 2024/2025, following a 68% increase in net profit to TUR 2011. The company's equity ratio is above 80%, with a focus on new customers and services for the transformation year 2025/2026. The annual general meeting in April 2026 will vote on the proposed dividend, reflecting the company's strong financial performance. Jupiter Neurosciences selected as B2i Digital Featured Company. Jupiter Neurosciences Inquish has been selected as a B2i Digital Featured Company, advancing a Phase 2a Parkinson's trial targeting neuroinflammation. The company's dual path strategy includes expanding the Nugivia Tem Longevity brand. With collaborations from top universities, Jupiter aims to address CNS disorders. CEO of B2i Digital, David Shapiro, highlights Jupiter's differentiated approach and potential revenue streams. For more information, visit www.jupiterneurosciences.com.
Prism Market View launches Pet Care Index. Prism Market View has launched the Pet Care Index, tracking innovation in the global pet care sector. Companies focusing on veterinary services, digital health, and premiumization are driving growth in a market projected to exceed $350 billion. Elanco Animal Health, Chewy, and Trupanion are among the companies highlighted for their contributions to this industry.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news. It's interesting that one word myth is wrong. Was